one pressed for answers about how many U.S. weapons supplied to the Iraqi forces had ended up in insurgents' hands as Iraqi forces shed their uniforms and fled their posts, or what the fate will be of the U.S. military assistance program to Iraq, on which American taxpayers have already spent $14 billion, or why they thought the American training program for Iraq's military had resulted in such a humiliating rout. Oh, well, General Petraeus can answer that as soon as he surfaces. The House Armed Service Committee also showed a decided lack of interest in Iraq developments. At a day-long hearing, Secretary of Defense Hagel fielded not one question about Iraq. A Senate staffer asked about the omission acknowledged surprise at the lack of curiosity from foreign relations about a country where nearly 4,500 Americans had died. Quote, "I think there is a general sense of apathy about Iraq," the staffer explained. "Iraq is mostly viewed in terms of other issues," unquote. Well, they pretended to care for a while, didn't they? Isn't that enough? Hello, welcome to the show.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? And miss her each night and day. I know I'm not wrong, because the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Mr. Moss covered pine, tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd love to see that old lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. Moonlight on the bayous, Creole tunes fill the air. I dream about magnolias in June, and I'm wishing I was there.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans, when that's where you left your heart? And there's one thing more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans. Go on, Doc.
By you.